Everyone, Coach will make a statement, then we'll open up for questions. As a reminder, please wait for the microphone. Thank you.
Well, unusual game to play. They do a good job with their backdoor cuts and how they play offensively with their matchup zone and their 1-3-1 zone. And so that's a lot. They threw a lot at us. And I thought our young guys, as the game developed, adjusted pretty well and learned how to handle it. And it's hard for a young group sometimes to see that many different things, and it's very unusual. So pretty good game for us. I like the fact that we stepped up and executed down the last 8 or 10 minutes. Disappointing that we go 2-for-12 from the foul line. I don't know that I've ever had a team do that, so we've got to obviously make sure we're better there. But overall, good win for our team.
Talk a little bit about Rick and
Ryan's play today. Yeah, I thought both those two freshmen did a nice job. And when you play four guards, it helps when you're a fifth guy on the floor to have a presence inside. And B.J. blocked some shots. I thought Lennard did a great job. You know, Lennard can get out on the floor a little farther and defend than both Kyle and B.J. And so we like that about Lennard. And he made some nice plays tonight. He had a steal, dribbled the ball the length of the floor, and made it. He made a nice pass to T.J. and a little lob. He had a couple offensive rebound putbacks. And then B.J. came in there and had a presence, blocked some shots, and really did some good things. So both those two young guys are going to keep improving and get better.
With TJ, how hard is it to get in shape during the season, and what do you think that little spurt before halftime did for his confidence and your confidence in him?
Well, certainly that's my confidence in him. I think, BJ is going to be really good, and the question is how quickly can he get himself to where he can really play effectively for longer than 2 or 3 minutes. I left him in there longer tonight than that, and he got tired, but it was okay. Some of that you got to play through that and learn how to, push through with your condition. But, he doesn't get very many days off. I mean, we're working pretty hard. Obviously, we have to with the rules, so the rules got to take some off. But we're doing everything we can, and I think he is understanding now that, if he can keep shedding some weight, it's going to make him a more effective player. So he's done a pretty good job. He just has to keep moving forward. But he feels good tonight. He helps the team. And that's bottom line.
I guess everybody loves to win every game by 30 or 40 points. Mm-hmm. It's good for you guys to have game pressure with six regulars left, I guess.
Yeah, and here's what's going to happen, I think. You have a young group of guys and a very inexperienced group of guys. Every night's going to be a mystery. Every night. And especially when you're going to play against different styles every night. And Campbell, the way they play, like I mentioned before, makes the game tricky, makes it a little harder. When you haven't seen all that before, the backdoor cuts and the way they move the ball in a matchup zone defense, a 1-3-1 zone defense, and you haven't seen all that before in game setting, it's difficult. So every game's going to be a little different. Having said all that, we get a 15-point win having run 2-for-12 from the foul line. With 3 or 4 of those 2-for-12, we get a front end of 1-on-1s. So, we left 10, 11, 12 points at the foul line. Just left it there. So, with that being said, I feel pretty good about how we played tonight with them.
Cal had 7 minutes.
Was that for the function of Lennard and DJ? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, I even asked the game told Kyle, every night's a little bit different when you got a group like we have. And tonight, Lennard really played good. B.J. got in there and played really well and had a presence. And so I chose to stay with those two guys. That could absolutely change in the next game. So, they have to compete every day in practice and get themselves ready. And then if somebody's playing well, they're probably going to get to play more. Well, we stayed with the man for a while. I played him with 2 fouls. We stayed with our man-to-man defense. Then we used our zone defense. I thought that protected him somewhat. We had T.J., Rawlson, and Desmond in the game together in the first half with 2 each. All 3 of them had 2 each. So I thought we learned how to play with our zone defense without fouling. That was good for him to learn how to do that. Still stay aggressive, but yet don't foul. And then I thought once we got in the second half, the foul trouble really went away. And at that point in time, we were able to kind of free up a little more. I did think it affected our defense a little bit in the second half and our man-to-man. I thought we were passive or tentative for a while. I think those guys were afraid to pick up another foul. And then we kind of got out of that and picked up our intensity again.
It was about 54-49, I think, and TJ hit the three right next to the bench. Looked like someone played old time. Guys were running for the past couple of years. Did you call that?
Oh, yeah. And TJ knocked it down. And I think that's where, you know, even though that's where the other night at Cincinnati, we didn't execute very well. It doesn't mean you're going to still make the shot. I mean, you still have to make it, but we have to do a better job, or we did a little bit tonight. We still have to work on being really efficient down the stretch. We get great shots every trip, the right shot by the right guys, and so that was, we did a little better tonight with that than we did on the road at Cincinnati. Yeah, it was funny. I think he knew it right away. It was after the game. He made sure I was aware of it. It was funny. But, yeah, he did a good job. I love the fact he gets 9 assists and 1 turnover. Now, a lot of guys in country don't do that. And so that's not something I take for granted.
Anybody else?
All right, guys.
Good night.
Thank you.